Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. As ever, I'm absolutely buzzing to be back inside the building because we have got a very exciting show on the way. Today, we're going to be getting into another section of the interview hour. We're going to be talking to someone who I seem to have a catch up with at least once a year. I seem to always end up having these conversations with him, and it's always good fun to kind of catch up on what he's doing, what he's been up to in and around the in and around both music production and live shows as well. Someone who we've had on the show numerous times, and I cannot get enough of the smile. Man Like Hamdi joins us. How are you doing, sir?
Yes, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. It's great to get you back on. It's great to obviously have these catch-ups. Obviously, you're not based in Brighton anymore at the moment, so it's good to see you, first and foremost. How was your Christmas and New Year's?
Christmas wasn't the best. I got COVID over Christmas.
Oh, no.
So I was meant to go down to Kent with, like, uncle and auntie and stuff, but yeah, it had to be just me and my mum at home. So it was nice. It was quiet but nice.
Yeah, sometimes having the more relaxed one's good, especially when you're rejuvenating, I suppose, for the new year and kind of getting ready for the stuff that's to come.
Because
we've got a lot to talk about today. Obviously, there's a new EP we're going to be talking through. Obviously, before that though, I want to have a bit of a catch up. As I mentioned before, we tend to do these like once a year with yourself. It's always good to get you back on. Obviously, an ex kind of resident of the South Point show, someone who's been involved with Trickstar on numerous different levels. So talk me through your year, bro, because it looked like everything just completely kicked off for you, like at numerous points.
Yeah.
Like, talk me through the year.
Yeah, so it was sort of a slow start, but like, yeah, this second half, it was just kind of crazy. Like, it was probably, yeah, I probably saw the most support I've seen at any point in my career. Like, it was like, yeah, like it was not anything I'd seen before. So I'm really trying to like carry that momentum into 2022, but it was because I was kind of saving quite a lot of tunes for like when the clubs started to reopen. So when the clubs started to reopen, I just had like three or four sort of tunes I could just like kind of pick off
of course.
End the year with. So that was what I was kind of planning to do. That's why I kind of sort of like save Never Let You Go Edit and Skank until then. So I always plan to kind of drop them quite quick after the other. And it's sort of, yeah, it seems like it's worked out nicely because yeah, the support's been crazy.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say, bro, like looking around, even today, looking at some of the videos, like we're seeing some of the biggest DJs in the world running your stuff. Like the actual bookings for yourself have actually gone through the roof as well. Like, what do you think was the turning point for that? Because I feel like this sort of growth started happening. Obviously, you've always been kind of on the up, but it feels like an accelerator was pressed and everything just sort of went from sort of 50 to 100 very, very quickly. What do you think the turning point for that was? Because that seemed to happen last year, I feel.
I think it was kind of a culmination of like a bunch of different things. I think, do you know what? One of the things I finally got on TikTok.
Okay.
And like the algorithm with TikTok is so different to like YouTube, Insta, and all that. Like you could post a video and it gets like 10 views, and then you could post a video and it just goes crazy.
Yeah.
And you don't really know when it's gonna happen. So like, yeah, a few videos on there just went crazy. And then, yeah, dropping Never Let You Go Edit, and had a really good set in Bristol, I think the week before I dropped it. So I had like a lot of content from there to like put out. So kind of, it was just the best timing. Like, I had these sick videos of me playing out, and then I could drop the tune. And then I think all of that combined just sort of like kind of created this momentum.
Yeah.
And yeah, since then it's been kind of like nonstop, and I'm just hoping that I've got the tunes to kind of carry it into.
No, you know what, bro? The way I've seen you put tunes out over the years with so much consistency and obviously so much energy backing that as well. Something that's always been kind of very, I suppose, true to the way that you perform and obviously the way you kind of push sound is very much going with this varied approach. You're not afraid to jump into different areas. There's always been maybe like a 140 tune one week, then a garage tune, then a bass tune, then something completely different, then something a little bit spacey.
Yeah.
It's so interesting kind of watching that from the outside, kind of going, I don't know what he's got planned next. Like, is there like a sort of map that you follow, or do you just kind of go, you know what, today I'm feeling like making space funk? I don't know.
It's literally like even more uncoordinated that like I'll sit down and be like, oh, I'm gonna make like a 140 tune. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, how am I making, what, I'm making a DMB tune, or like, out of nowhere. But it's sort of like, it's just what I'm into at that specific moment, and like what I'm inspired by. I don't really sort of sit down and be like, I'm going to make this sort of tune. It's just whatever sort of comes to me. So like this year, for example, I've got like the amount of genres that I'm just trying to hit is like, it's crazy. I just don't know. I get bored just producing one genre like one time. And I just always need to switch it up. And I do that sort of on a daily basis. I'm, like in a week, sometimes I'll produce like a house tune, then garage, then like 160. It varies so much.
I think it's a really good way of staying staying kind of energized, though, because it means you're constantly dipping in and out, and there's always like an excitement when you're making something. It's not, oh, I've got to do this again. There's almost like a rejuvenating factor each and every time you go into it. But one thing I have noticed is that a lot of the time, it's the dubstep tunes for you, or at least the 140 tunes, that seem to really pop and really get this kind of viral factor about them. Why do you think that is?
I think maybe it's because when I sit down and make a 140 tune, like the only thing I'm thinking of in my head is like, I just want this to destroy in the clubs. So I guess, and the best way to promote tunes at the moment is sort of like those videos of them just going crazy in the clubs. And I think those 140 tunes in particular, those are the ones that are going to get the wheels and like, going to get the mad videos and that people are going to like ask for IDs for. Whereas if you compare that to like the chill tunes, like promoting, there's a bit more of a challenge because you don't have as much of like people playing them out and stuff like that. So like with something like Skanker or Never Let You Go Edit, there was just like the week before, because I was self-releasing them as well. Like the week before, I just tried to get as many like videos of them getting played out as possible and then just rally them off.
Yeah, of course.
Do you ever keep that sort of momentum as well?
I was going to say, do you ever get people just sending you video content? Because the amount of people that I see whenever you play out, the rooms are always packed. I don't think I've ever seen you play an empty room. Like, it's crazy. I mean, the entire time I've known you. But every single time...
I'm quite bad at like... Because if the room's crowded, I'm thinking of... Like, if the room's... crowded, I'm thinking in my head like, oh, I'm gonna get some sick content, but then you're sort of like DJing and you're just completely in the zone,
of course,
and you forget to sort of like say to the person behind you like, oh, like make sure you get this video. So there's actually been like, I remember in Bristol, because I've got this top dub at the moment that I've been playing, and like I reckon that's probably the maddest reaction to anything I've ever put out. Like the noise was incredible. And I was like, I forgot to get a video of it. I was thinking, please, can someone have it? And then it just didn't happen.
Oh, that's
but
the
then you
worst,
get lucky
maybe.
Where like, I guess like people like We Never Let You Go. It was quite a hype tune before it came out. So when people heard that intro, they're just grabbing for the camera straight away. So I was quite lucky that like managed to get a lot of videos of that. But you do like, you do miss out on some mad reaction sometimes.
You know what it is as well, especially if you're playing like one of the craziest shows, and I feel if you're in the moment and you're literally going, no, I need the next tune, because I've seen the way that you DJ, I've seen the way that it's not
sometimes there's just not even time to like give someone a phone or just be like, get this, like, I'm already on the next tune, like I'm just rallying them off sort of thing.
Definitely. Like, I was gonna say, with that in mind, it must be almost like you have to take yourself out of the zone to ask someone to turn around and go like, can you grab this? And then you're going, where am I? I don't know. I'm 16 bars in.
That's the beauty of it. It's so like that feeling when you're in the zone, it's like you don't want to get out of it. Sort of like I guess it's like what I might do going forward is just have a mate there. Just be like, make sure you grab everything.
Just put him on the rider. not even necessarily just camera person to hold phone.
Literally hold the phone, get those videos.
Okay, well let's try to jump forward then, obviously, because off the back of the kind of footage, I suppose, and obviously the success we've seen off the back of those two, we are here to talk about new music and new releases, and we've got a very exciting scenario to get into. We are going to be talking about a brand new EP which is featuring on one of my favourite labels in the UK currently, Steppers Club. Now talk to me about how this relationship first came together, because again, they're so consistent as a label. I love the kind of branding and stuff. How did they first get in contact, or you get in contact with them?
Well, I've been like, because Zeph is really involved in Steppers Club, and he me and him have been mates for a couple years now. So I've always been wanting to get onto the label, like ever since they've started. Like, because I remember he sent me like the artwork for the label, like before they'd even started. I was like, Jesus, this is looking sick. And he's one of those like dedicated guys that you know that like if he's gonna start something, it's gonna like be a success.
Of course.
And just the people they've got on the label, the sound they're pushing, it's it's what I see like the future of bass music being in the next like couple of years. So they just asked me like, do you want to hop on something? And I was just very down. And I had these two tunes and I thought they just went nicely together, and then kind of went from there really.
Amazing, man, amazing. I mean, obviously, with this show, we recently had the Steppers Club guys on, and they were very keen to kind of showcase the stuff they had on the way. How long has the project actually been in the works? Because I know they like to be planned. I know they like to be very professional in the way they work. How long has this been kind of in the pipeline?
I think it must have been, I reckon it maybe August we started talking about it. Because they're really organized with stuff, like everything's well in advance. So I think I made these two tunes in lockdown.
Okay.
And it was one of those, again, especially with the first track, I was sort of like, I don't want to drop it when it can't be played out, like, because this is a tune for the club, sort of. So it was a nice night. It was nice to wait until all the clubs are open and it can get like the appreciation that, like, in the clubs and stuff.
Of course. I mean, do you want to talk me through the two tunes that are on there? Because obviously it's a two-tracker, which is very much becoming the trend, I feel, in electronic music in particular. Do you want to talk me through both the tracks individually and the sort of sound that you're going for with them?
Yeah, so with the... I was kind of experimenting... With the first one, the Creepy Crawlers, I was kind of going for an experimental, like, UKG sound, because I sort of wanted to put my own spin on the genre. And when I finished it, I was kind of like, I haven't heard anything like this. It's one of those where I feel like the people that are going to like it are going to really like it. And then the people that aren't are going to be like, oh, this is a bit too, like, too out there.
It's a bit too in the other direction. Yeah, of course.
And I think it's one of those where when you drop it in a live set, it's going to be one of those that surprises a crowd. Like, it's going to be a bit different to the other sort of stuff that that people are playing. So I'm excited because I haven't actually played it out yet. So I'm excited to see what the crowd reaction is to that one. And then the second one, I sort of wanted to get that sweet spot between something you could play out and kind of something you could just listen to at home and like chill out to. So it's got that kind of like chilled kind of pad with the sort of more upbeat sort of beat and synthy sound. So I think they contrast each other quite nicely, because you got that kind of really upbeat first one, and then it kind of takes it down a bit with the second.
Definitely, man. I mean, having listened through both of them, it's really kind of cool to see both the progression from an artist perspective and the sort of different areas you're able to hit. Like, when you're kind of making tunes now, do you ever think like that would be a good label for it to go to, or do you just kind of have this pot of just madness where there's like 100 different tunes in there, and you just go, and then the conversation starts happening?
Yeah, I never really have a label like in mind when I'm making a tune, because I like to self-release a lot as well. So like, if I'm like, oh, I don't know if it will suit a certain label, like, I've always got the option of just putting out myself, which is nice. But yeah, it's always about the music for me. Like, when I'm making a tune, it's just what's inspiring me, and I try and get in that zone where it's like nothing but the music is important at that particular moment, if you know what I mean. And that can be tough when you got like writer's block or something. But when I'm in the zone, I'm just reeling off tunes. Like, there's nothing better really.
Yeah, no, 100%, man. And it's so kind of cool to see. I think as well, from a fan's perspective, it does keep kind of all of us on our toes. We never really know what's coming next from you, and it's really exciting to see.
Yeah, I love that as well, because like some artists, you like they could be sick, but you know kind of what's coming from them. Whereas I like to kind of surprise my audience and like, yeah, that they don't know what release.
No idea. It could go literally anywhere. It could go literally anywhere. But yeah, one thing I do want to kind of touch on before we do round off and obviously get into the sounds today. Another kind of element, a string to the bow, shall we say, is the vocal side of things. Now, obviously for yourself, it's something you kind of dipped in and out of. I've seen it happen on set. Obviously, we've played back to back a couple of times where we've kind of hosted for each other, and it's been a lot of fun.
We've had a great back to back over the years.
It's the thing I always look back on and go, that was a good one. But kind of looking for it, like, is that something you're looking to pursue a little bit further, or are you kind of having it on more of a back burner?
I've actually got like two or three tracks all written, all produced, but I literally just need to get around to like recording them. But I'm literally working on, so like, I've got so many releases planned and like so much music to like want to put out there, that is sort of on the back burner at the moment, but it's definitely in my plans. And you might see like another Bars video, like a sort of something that I could just record
again,
quickly.
They go viral, man. They go proper viral. And obviously, it's almost becoming kind of like a part of when Hamdi drops something new. We know it's going to go crazy. Yeah. Like, is that something you almost expect at this point?
I never know. I literally never know with social media, you literally never know what's going to pop and like when it's going to pop. So I just, because I used to be like really nervous about putting stuff out, like, are people going to like it? Are people going to slate it? But now I just think like the way that, because obviously as artists, like social media is the main way, especially in a pandemic, like the main way to get your stuff out there. And they reward people that post a lot. So I just try and post as much as I can and like make sure it's good and hope that some of the stuff sticks and some of the stuff makes it to like as many people as I can, sort of.
Okay, cool. Well, we're gonna kind of throw you one more question just before we do round off, because I know we're all very busy people, and I want to make sure that we can get one more question in, which is obviously going to be, so what's the sort of plan for 2022? Like, what's the next step for Hamdi?
Hopefully loads of shows. Like, I want to play as much as I can, like up and down the country. Like, I'm touching every genre this year. Like, every genre is getting touched. Lots more 140. And I'm hoping, I've got a couple of the Latin, because recently the Latin stuff sort of, especially on TikTok, it's been popping a lot. So I might do like a Cuba part 3, or maybe go into like a different country and try and sample their music. There's going to be so much music this year. Like, it's going to be mad.
Amazing, man. Amazing. Well, I've got to say, it's been great having you on the show. And it's always good to catch up with you. And it's good to see just how well things are going for you. Just for those that aren't already following you and want to stay up to date with what you're doing, how can people follow you on socials?
It's at Hamdi Music on everything, I think. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Well, there we go, my friends. That's going to be it from us. And we are going to jump into the Dub Shack next. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. Hamdi, it's been a pleasure. And we'll chat soon.
Cheers. All the best.
Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio in the building till 10. Let's go.
This one, fresh out the oven. Trickstar.